This is the Forces Station.
This is BFBS.
Welcome to Damn the Torpedoes, a military-themed comedy sketch show with input from the British military community.
We need to get out fast, men. HQ are sending us what sounded like an all-terrain wagon.
Ahoy there, me hearties. I shiver me timbers and put brass over me bayonet. If it isn't a little old squadron in what I can only describe as a bit of a tizzy.
All they've sent us an old Terry Wogan.
And it's as well they did, you know, as now we make all things okay again with me old friend Sir Gilbert of Sullivan.
How do you shut him off?
You can't, sir. He's designed to blarney on and on until he gets to the point of what he's saying.
And then what happens?
No one knows yet.
Get down!
Worry you not, said Acting Brigadier Wogan. To his stout band of troops, we've nothing to fear, because the enemy are all firing blanks.
Phew!
Or is it blankety blanks?
I'm going to make a break for it, Sarge. It will probably mean certain death, but the alternative is certain Wogan.
Oh, my ears aflame. I told the producer not to put the candles so close. He hasn't paid the electric bill, you see. That's a problem.
Wait for me. I'm coming with you.
Hang on, Sarge. If he's driving us over the edge, think what he'd do to the enemy.
Steady on. No one said anything about torture. We're still picking up the pieces from that time we airdropped Tony Blackburn into Sarajevo.
Harry Blackburn? Ah, the great idiot. Get thee my pith helmet and my walking braces, for every Wogan must do his duty.
It's them or us, sir.
I suppose you're right. If we can't turn him off, at least we can send him off.
Once more unto my breeches, dear friends. Once more, as I said to Jimmy Young...
We're getting a message through from HQ. Great news! They're sending us an armoured car!
Cooey! Hello, loves! I'm your armoured Alan Carr! Blimey, this Kevlar's done half rab, and you don't want to know where they've stuck the grenade launcher.
Damn! The torpedoes!
A.B. Smith, I hope that's not a hot coffee next to your radar screen.
Mum, it's perfectly... Oh, battleships.
What happened?
Nothing, Mum. I just drank it so quickly the mug smashed.
Is the radar broken?
No, Mum. It's just self-conscious. So if you could turn your back...
Smith.
Captain, look out the porthole. The Little Mermaid.
Where?
Moodle-y-boop. Radar's back to normal, Mum.
Good. Picking anything up?
Beep. Beep. No, Mum. Boop.
Are you making that noise yourself?
No, Mum.
Boop. And what are you doing with your hands?
Nothing. Boop.
You are moving a torch under green cellophane.
No, Mum. Well, yes, Mum, but...
Yes?
It's an experimental prototype, Mum. A wind-up radar.
Do you think I'm an idiot, Smith? Smith, I am putting you on a charge. Where's my radio? Oh, frigates.
Mum, isn't that it? In your cup of tea?
No, it's a very big digestive. A big two-way digestive. Come in, warrant officer. Warrant officer.
Mom, are you making a radio shape with your hand?
No, shut up. Go operate your radar.
Boop.
Warrant officer.
Boop. Boop.
Damn! The torpedoes!
Captain, 1,000 thank yous for rebuilding our town. I do have some questions, though, about the new infrastructure.
Ah, yes, my engineers have been working tirelessly day and night.
Good, good. But why are there so many coffee shops?
Maximum disagreement over what size cup counts as medium.
And the 7 estate agents on one street are...
Standard policy.
Even though we have no houses?
Chicken and egg, really.
Also, I cannot find the mobile food distribution centre.
There was definitely a kebab van round earlier.
Yes, but it had nowhere to park.
What's wrong with the multi-story?
It's £10 an hour.
Well, you should see the one by the hospital.
Perhaps in my language, critical infrastructure means something different to yours.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We'll build a low-end bakery that rhymes with dregs.
No, Captain. We must have the essentials we need to live in dignity.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry we have let you down. I'll work up some plans for schools, power stations, hospitals...
Forget that. We need pawn shops, nail bars, tanning salon stroke nail bars.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Back in Britain, we have a word for that, look.
Postmodern? Classical?
Middlesbrough.
All ahead full.
Next patient. Ah, how can I help you, sailor? Goodness, you're a lady.
I can see why you're the doctor.
It's just that I'm used to dealing with men on board. It's not anything down.
It's a rash. It might be easier to show you. I'll take my top off, as it's on my...
breast. Crikey. Put your jumper on, sailor, quickly, and maybe just describe your symptoms to me.
No, Doctor, I really think you need to look at them.
Oh, gosh, right. Here goes. Yes, it's probably...
Doctor, stop staring at my eyes. My chest is down there, and it's very flaky. Feel it.
You want me to touch them? Gosh.
You can use gloves if it helps.
If you're sure. Okay, that's it. Yes.
I didn't mean wicket-keeper's gloves.
Oh, goalkeeper's gloves?
No.
Boxing gloves?
No. Doctor, I demand my rash is examined.
Very well. If you'd like to go behind the curtain and I'll get my assistant to look at you. Roberts, could you just come in here, please? And describe the patient's upper thorax to me. And please, let's just keep the language appropriate.
Certainly, Doctor. I see a red, flaky rash all across Mummy's special bumps.
And is that the right or left Mummy's special
left.
Bump?
And it extends, goes wee, 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 all the way down to the pointy out bit.
Oh, dear.
But it's very red around the areola.
Never use that word again. Now, I think it's acute anxiety and we'll need beta blockers.
I knew it was a stress rash.
No, not you, me. You'll need to see a lady doctor when we're next in port. Quick, with beta blockers, beta blockers.
Damn! The torpedoes!
So, me and that cute pilot had a moment during combat training.
Tell me now.
Oh, he showed me his Immelmann and I did the scissors.
You tease. So, did you engage?
Did I? His missile locked onto me and my flares went straight off.
You go, girl.
And then we just went at each other. Our collision avoidance system screaming in union.
You were that close?
Too close. As he flew past, his landing gear... scrape my flaps!
Ouch!
I know. He started dropping fast.
No.
He said it never happened to him before.
Huh. Did he at least try to pull up?
Oh, yes. He was pulling up straight. Up, up, up. But then...
Please say he didn't.
Yes. He accidentally ejected.
Typical.
Enemy ship to port.
Prepare to fire.
Careful, Admiral Carter. Our intel